Picks, Queen, 94, leaves isolation to lay flowers at Tomb of the Unknown Warrior. By Jack Montgomery on November 8, 2020. Queen Elizabeth II left isolation to lay flowers at the Tomb of the Unknown Warrior, as Britain attempts to commemorate the fallen despite the coronavirus lockdown. Britain's 94-year-old monarch, the only European head of state to have seen some service in the Second World War, training as a driver and mechanic in the Auxiliary Territorial Service, has been following government instructions to shield since it began regulating against the pandemic, making few public appearances, but was unwilling to sit out the country's annual commemorations for the glorious dead. The somber flower-laying ceremony in Westminster Abbey marked 100 years since the Unknown Warrior was laid to rest. The Unknown Warrior is a fallen soldier unknown by name or rank, brought from France to lie among the most illustrious of the land following the First World War, as a focal point for the many grieving families denied the chance to lay their loved ones to rest. Thus are commemorated the many multitudes who during the Great War of 1914 to 1918 gave the most that man can give, life itself, for God, for King, and country, for loved ones, home, and empire, for the sacred cause of justice and the freedom of the world, his tombstone reads. They buried him among the kings because he had done good toward God and toward his house. P. The heavy restrictions on the traditional mass commemorations of the fallen on Remembrance Sunday and Armistice Day have caused considerable upset to some veterans, forces, families, and patriots, however, with the public being prevented from attending the cenotaph and most local ceremonies this year, for example. Prime Minister Boris Johnson and Health Secretary Matt Hancock, our prison governor and chief warder, have once again made normal life illegal, complained Peter Hitchens, the Christian conservative journalist and brother to late atheist left-wing journalist Christopher Hitchens. I am not sure I will ever be able to forgive the people who made it a crime to sing O God, Our Help in Ages Past at an English village war memorial, he wrote. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.